You know in Jurassic Park, how the T-Rex is a lumbering brute of a carnivore?
Don't move. You can't see us if we don't move.
Oh, think again. A new study in the Journal of Comparative Neurology looks at theropods. That's the group that includes the Velociraptor and the T-Rex. And it suggests the T-Rex was smarter than we thought. To talk about the brain behind the brawn, the lead author is on the line. Susanna Herculano-Huzel is Associate Professor of Psychology and Biological Sciences at Vanderbilt University. Susanna, hello.
Hey, Scott. Nice talking to you.
Susanna, help us understand the main finding in this paper here and how you got there.
I've been turning brains into soup for over 18 years now, and I've learned that there's a very good relationship between the size of a brain and how many neurons it has. But you have to know what type of brain you're talking about. Different rules apply to brains of different types. So once I found that T-Rex had a brain that seemed to be made according very much to the same rules that apply to ostrich brains today, I could apply the same equations to reports of the size of the brain of T-Rex and just solve the equation for how many neurons you would find in a giant ostrich brain like that, the size of a T-Rex brain. And that number amounts to 2 to 3 billion neurons, which is how many you find in the telencephalon of a baboon. And that is a very capable primate, which makes T-Rex really, really scary indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you're right that T-Rexes may have been the primates of their time. So how do you think about that? What kind of behavior, potential social activity are we talking about?
So with between 2 to 3 billion neurons in the telencephalon, just to put this into context, the only other animals out there that have this many neurons are monkeys and baboons, but also whales and large parrots like macaws. And we know that these are animals that can plan their actions, they can represent the minds and intentions of others, they can be deceiving, they can do mischief, they can also use objects as tools, and they can learn by observation, they can learn by imitation, and they can very possibly teach their behavior, so pass it on to other to their kids, which means you have the possibility there of you have what it takes to build a culture.
So does this suggest that the T-Rex may have been smarter than most other dinosaurs of its day?
I think this absolutely suggests that T-Rex was the smartest dinosaur you had out there. That is because it was the theropod with the largest brain, which translates into the largest number of telencephalic neurons. And that is regardless of the size of the body. So people often underestimate how much it would be capable of doing, under the assumption that this gigantic body would take a lot of the brain, would take a lot of neurons to run it. But that's what my previous research showed, that the size of the body is actually irrelevant for a number of reasons. And the most important of them is that it actually takes a very, very small number of neurons to run the body. So, T-Rex deserves much more respect than it usually gets.
That brings me to my last question. I mean, this kind of the Rodney Dangerfield question. Where did this trope come from, this unfair stereotype of the T-Rex as this prehistoric biff?
Because people used to think that dinosaurs were cold-blooded reptiles, and as such, they must have had these tiny brains that didn't really amount to much. That has been changing over time with a number of discoveries that showed that T-Rex and other theropods, so other of these bipedal carnivoran dinosaurs, they were actually fast the way that only a warm-blooded animal can be. Turns out they, my own data confirm that they had a brain that of the size that you would expect for a warm-blooded bird. The numbers of neurons that you find in T-Rex are numbers that you will never, ever find in a reptile because their brains are made differently. Even if their brains, if you had a reptile with a brain of the same size as the T-Rex.
Fascinating. That is Susanna Herculano-Huzel, Associate Professor of Psychology and Biological Sciences at Vanderbilt University. Professor, thanks so much for the time.
My pleasure.